This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. You know, I'm just watching and the screen, and we're breaking up really, really badly. Let's see. Yeah, it's settling down now. Okay. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. Website, GCNLive, L-I-V-E, .com. GCN, as in Genesis Communications Network, L-I-V-E, .com. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen, telephone listen line is up, 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. That's provided by Global Star. And Global Star is kind enough to put us on their satellite. They had some extra space, and they thought that USA Prepares is what they should be using that space on the satellite for. And thank you very much, Global Star. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm a little frosted. You know why? Gwyneth, I think I am a total and complete failure in, you know, still, nothing new here, in getting people to prepare for their own survival. Not mine, theirs. I just can't wake up people. It's impossible. You can reason with them. You can talk to them. You can give them the facts, the statistics, the numbers, the who, the what, the why, the when, the how, and they still won't prepare for themselves. And what I'm talking about is simply telling people that the coronavirus is absolutely positively real. You know, there are all kinds of theories. There are theories about, well, you know, it's designed to take down Donald Trump. It's designed to keep people from voting for Democrats. It's designed to take down the U.S. economy. It's designed to take down the Chinese economy. It's designed to take down the world population. Well, it could be all of those. But the point is, we really don't know. It's all speculation. It's all theory. But what we do know is people are dropping like flies and people are getting sick. And when you hear that there's only, a couple people here and a couple people there who have died, and, you know, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is the supply chain. That's the big deal. And if, you know, they say that, look, this only, you know, maybe two people or one person out of 100 will actually die if that person contracts the coronavirus. Only, you know, 1 or 2 out of 100 would die. You know, what's the big deal? That is, if it's only one, it's 100 times worse than the typical flu. 100 times worse. So that's what the big deal is. And it's spreading like wildfire. And really, there's panic buying. I call this the Corona panic. You know, back in 1929, the stock market crash was called the panic of 1929. The president didn't like it back then, so he renamed it. He said, "No, that's pretty scary. We can't call it panic, so we'll just call it a depression." People were a little depressed. They were jumping out of windows. They were so depressed. Killing themselves because they were so depressed. They lost everything because of the manipulation of the market by the greedy international and U.S. bankers. That's what happened. Well, And, of course, the people who bought stocks on margin, they were greedy, too. So you put all it together, and you had the panic of 1929, which lasted all the way until World War II. And what cured the panic? A world war. So some people think that this panic, the corona panic, is designed to eliminate population. I've got to agree with that. No question in my mind. This is designed to eliminate population. So it's a pretty frightening thing. And anyone who minimizes it is not paying attention. Well, I guess we could call them an idiot, or we call them morons. But the bottom line is, I have been a failure in getting people to wake up, in my opinion. Lenneth, your thoughts. Have you been as successful?
No. I don't seem to make people see.
Yeah.
You know, how serious this is. And I point out that I have studied epidemiology and virology at the University of Melbourne, which is where the main scientists who seem to be studying this thing in Australia, they all seem to have been trained at the University of Melbourne. They're all about my age, and that means that they were probably in my class. And yeah, which means that, you know, like, we got the same information. And yet they, I tell people about that, and they think, and they say more or less, well, so what? So what? And I say, well, it's like this. You know, you're going to be facing something in a little while. You're going to, and, you know, I was even discussing this with my son. And I said, this has happened over and over again in world history where, let's take it on a purely economic level, okay? Well, there was the bubonic plague we won't take it on the purely economic level. Let's go to the example of the bubonic plague. When the bubonic plague hit Europe, in some waves of the plague, 90% of the population died. That's 90%, meaning 9 out of 10 people died of the bubonic plague. They were pulling guys out of their houses dead and lying them on the streets. And a guy would come along with an ox cart, and he'd say, bring out your dead, bring out your dead, with a bell. And then, you know, they'd load up the ox cart and take them outside the city somewhere and do a whopping great hole and then bury them. And, you know, people don't seem to realize that that sort of thing is actually really possible. In fact, it's, you know, oh my gosh. We are actually much more vulnerable now than we were back then, because back then about 90% of the people knew how to be farmers. Does that make sense, Vincent? And they knew how to live in the countryside, and they knew how to hunt, and they knew how to fish, and they knew how to run a trap line. But they don't now. They knew how to keep livestock. They knew how to ride horses. They knew how to make stuff, but they don't now. So it was fairly easy, even if you had 9 out of 10 people die back in the day, to rebuild. And they did rebuild their cities. The plague would go away. And then, you know, within a few years, they'd begin to rebuild their city. And then within 80 years, the population was back at the same level. I don't think that's going to happen this time. I think that this time, nobody knows how to do anything anymore. And that, you know, I've heard some people commentate on this, saying that this is the first horseman of the apocalypse. And we've got 3 horsemen to go, and the horsemen follow each other on each other's heels. So if I remember correctly, you know, there was a horseman of plague, and there was a horseman of war, and there was a horseman of famine, and there was a horseman of economic catastrophe. Okay? So So I think we're just seeing the horsemen of plague come, you know, which is, you know, I guess death, to be putting it bluntly. You know, we don't like talk in the West about death. We find death is embarrassing. But guess what? Death is out there. And for a lot of people, death is going to be coming for them. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it certainly does. And I was thinking about this morning, and the wee hours of the morning, and I was thinking that what's the difference between us and the GDP? The difference between us and most people. When I'm talking about us, I mean USA Prepares as a whole. And let's take you and Rich Sheeben, for example, Kyle, Joey. If we want to get warm, we might have to build a fire. If we want to build a fire, we might have to cut some wood. If we want water, we might have to make sure that well pump is put in. We might have put it in ourselves. If we want to raise animals, we have to do it and build the fence. So if we want it done, we have to do it. Now, if we don't do it, we might freeze to death or die of thirst or die of starvation. So we actually look at what's happening. And if there's a hole in the fence and the animals can get out and we don't take care of it, then the animals get out. Now we have a bigger problem. So we look at things differently from the GDP. We try our best to prevent problems from occurring, like the holes in the fence and like making sure that we have the well pump and the well pump supplies, because sometimes the animals need water, like the cows. And the cows drink about 30 gallons of water a day each.
Wow.
So, yes. So, if the well pump were to quit and we were in a drought situation, we could lose all the cows. Because, you know, there are ponds. There are ponds and there are streams, and that works really well. But in a drought, the ponds get really low, dry up. The streams stop running. The creeks stop running. And if the well pump quits, now we're really in trouble. Okay? So we look at those things and we prepare for them. You know, maybe another well might be nice. Maybe a catchment system from the roof, if it ever rained during a drought, might be nice. So that's how we look at things. You know, I mentioned with Norm Shealy, we're talking about dandelions, and dandelions are great. Now, in the suburbs, people can't stand those yellow flowers popping up in their yard because they think it's unsightly. Here at our farm, if the cows eat it, it's not a weed. If they'll eat it, we're okay with it. So yellow dandelions, I'm going to plant dandelions in our fields all over because they're edible and they're nutritious. But that's a completely different thinking from the GDP. GDP would not like to have dandelions. They might actually even complain about their neighbors having dandelions on their yards. You know, look at the Jones. Do you see their yard? How terrible that looks. Look at all those dandelions. What's wrong with them? What's wrong with the Jones family because they have dandelions? Really? Maybe that would be salad for, I don't know, a month. Gwyneth and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements. And it looks like both of us have been failures in getting people to prepare.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Isaacs is with us. And class, what I'm about to say will sound braggadocious. It may sound self-serving. I don't mean it to be that. But I'm just going to tell you just one example of how little concern there is about preparedness for the coronavirus, which is on the verge of being declared an outbreak or a pandemic. Here we go. So, USA Prepares is the largest and longest running preparedness broadcast. It is. And we have been broadcasting off-grid for years, generating power for my end right here of the broadcast. For years, off-grid, generated power by the sun. The question I have for Gwyneth is, Gwyneth, how many of USA Prepares instructors, of which there are a lot, do you think have been asked to appear on other broadcasts to teach preparedness, other broadcasts, other networks, other programs? How many of us do you think have been asked to appear on other broadcasts to teach people what to do in this time of the pending pandemic or the outbreak? How many would you think? The number is staggering.
One or two. Just a few.
Zero.
Not many.
Zero.
Zero.
Zero. Zero.
Wow.
What I'm trying to say is that is how bad it is. That is how careless people are. That is how they are not paying attention to what's around them. We can't get them to go to the store to buy 49-cent cans of beans by the case. or even get a little extra. Forget buying by the case. You have, we have, Joey has, Norm has. The instructors have done this. You know, we talk, and we know how bad it can be. Now, the worst case is we'll have to use that toilet paper, we'll have to use those paper towels, we'll have to eat those cans of beans. That's the worst case. If we're wrong. It doesn't look like we're wrong. It really looks like factory output is down in China. And they make everything. There's hardly anything that you can buy that doesn't come from China. And I've been taken to task a little bit about my position on the homos. Well, I say that they are greedy. The homos are reckless because they like to feel good. Well, let me give you an example of some people say what they do, you know, in the privacy of their own homes. Well, that's okay. Well, it's not okay. It's not okay with me, and it's not okay with a president to be a homo like Pete What's-His-Butt wanted to be president. I'm glad he's out. But let me give you an example of reckless behavior by a homo in a high position. The guy who runs Apple, his name is Tim Cook. He's a card-carrying homo. This is public information. I'm not telling you anything that's not publicly available. Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, has been advised by Apple employees, hey, look, Tim, let's not put all of our eggs in the Chinese basket. Let's have manufacturing outside of China. Now, it costs a little bit more money to do that. But Tim Cook bet all of Apple on China. That's reckless. That's careless. That's beyond stupid to me. Because if China goes upside down, Apple is toast. Right now, there are shortages of Apple products. They're trying to figure out how they're going to make this work with the Chinese factories being shut down. I'm being serious. That is greedy. That is, yeah, but we can get it made cheaper in China. These are my opinions, class. That's reckless behavior. I don't want people like that running the United States of America. I don't want people like that running the town that I live near, a town of 100 people. These guys are dangerous. They're greedy. They don't think. Or they think with their weenie. I might get some backlash from this, and I don't care. I really don't care. If today's my last day, I don't care about that either. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
So I'm here to report we are very much alive!
Super Tuesday proving to be a super day for former Vice President Joe Biden and his campaign to win the Democratic presidential nomination.
And make no mistake about it, this campaign
I will send Donald Trump packing.
Biden declared the winner in the Texas Democratic primary and eight other states.
Three states. Mike Bloomberg, who spends almost $500 million on TV commercials, winning only in the territory of American Samoa. Maine and Texas still too close to call at this hour.
Thank you, Robin. Polling centers across the state of Texas remain open at this hour because of very long lines, some people waiting 3 hours to cast their votes. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Why
today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, any comments about what I said?
Yeah, rampant homosexuality has destroyed multiple civilizations through the history of the world. It destroyed the civilization at Sodom and Gomorrah. It destroyed the civilization at Pompeii and Herculaneum. And, you know, it's destroyed many, many others all through society. And people are you know, living in a la-la land if they think that this can't happen again. And, you know, it's something that it dooms a society within one generation. Because, you know, well, for one thing, people stop having children. Because they don't want, well, for one thing, man versus man, or man with man or woman with woman is not going to make it a family. You know, and the other thing is that pedophilia goes through the roof every time that you get a normalization of homosexuality. And so you get people who do want to have children. They either move right away from the people who are homosexual because they don't want their children to be, you know, sexually abused. You know, and I've heard people, you know, homosexual people say, oh, yeah, but we're not all like that. And I say, yeah, it's like this. I know a few homosexual people personally, and I don't know any that were not sexually abused as children. Okay? Not all homosexuals are child molesters, but a good proportion of them are. And, you know, this is it. Yeah, and all of the homosexual people that I know were abused as children. And, you know, it destroys a society from the inside out. It destroys the family. It destroys the, you know, relationships between, like, for instance, uncles and nephews. Uncles and nephews in a society where homosexuality is rampant cannot have a normal relationship because there cannot be that trust between the uncle and the nephews that would otherwise be there. Does that make sense? And people are just not thinking about it.
It absolutely does make sense. What about uncles and nieces?
Yeah.
What if the uncles are homos? What about the nieces? Do they get damaged too?
Yeah, that too. And the thing is, the trust goes away between family members and between kin. And, yeah, because you learn that you can't trust people. You can't have something like a normalization of friendship between members of your same sex. Because if you have a close friend who's a member of your same sex, then people are going to assume things that might not necessarily be true. You know? And that's just so... You end up with a society where family members can't trust each other. Nobody can have best friends anymore. And, you know, you have a society where, you know, parents can't trust anybody else in the community with their children, even if they are good, righteous, and virtuous people themselves. It's an ongoing battle to stop their children from being molested. And, you know, it came out on the Alex Jones show yesterday. Tommy Robinson came on the Alex Jones show. This isn't homosexuality, but it is pedophilia. That he was having a, you know, a bit of a day out with his kids at a five-star hotel. They'd been invited there by some people that they knew who thought they needed a break. And they were hanging out by the hotel swimming pool. And this particular person comes along and willfully touches Tommy Robinson's daughter on the bottom. And he goes up and he says, you know, his daughter comes to him and says, Daddy, 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 this man did this to me. And so Tommy Robinson goes up to them and confronts them about it. And they try to deny it. And then they run away. And then they say, oh, we're sorry, we're sorry, we're sorry. And then what happens then is they try to leave. Tommy Robinson stops them from leaving and says, I'm calling the police on you. And so Tony Robinson calls the police, and the police come along, and they arrest him for reporting on a couple of pedophiles. You know? That's the level that, oh, that just makes me angry. That just makes me so angry. And like I say, this is what happens. It's not just homosexuality, but homosexuality always brings pedophilia with it. It just happens that way. It's just how people work. You know, and even if someone's not a homosexual and they are a pedophile, the effect is much the same. You know, and that the police came and arrested him for it. And he's not even allowed to name the pedophile that molested his daughter. Because if he does, then the police will lock him away. And, you know, something when I heard that, I just got really, really pretty angry. I really did. And, oh my gosh. I hardly even have words to say. You know, similar things happened to me in the past with my sons when they were younger. Nobody would dare do that to them now because my oldest son is about 6'3" or 6'4" and does mixed martial arts for a hobby. I don't think if anyone tried to hurt him or tried to hurt his brother, he'd probably break their neck. Okay, he wouldn't mean to. He's just so big and so strong. But, you know, he wouldn't be able to, you know, help himself. That's just what would happen. You'd probably just would, you know, just put them in a neck lock or something and not meaning to do them any harm. But do you know what I mean, Vincent?
Oh, I absolutely positively do know what you mean. All of our children have been to martial arts and... they are absolutely capable of defending themselves against multiple attackers. And I've said on air that if Mrs. Finelli went to, we'll just call it the Chinese factory outlet ladies' room. Okay, let's say she went in there, and one or both of the boys, or all three of us men in the family, were there. And if some transgender guy that wants to be a girl and look under the stall for, you know, for jollies went in there, there would be a lot of screaming and blood if that happened. We would not tolerate that. We're not going to tolerate that. Homos are not allowed on our property. I don't want them here. And the reason I keep talking about this is you can't trust them. You can't trust them. They are so in tune with themselves and feeling good. It's really important to them, I believe, that I would not be able to trust a homo here at the farm as things get worse. You know, just say, okay, so here are the tasks for today, you know, the morning meeting. Here's what we have to do today. Here are the assignments. Who wants to do what? If you don't want to sign up for it, then we'll sign it to you. I have a feeling that the homos would be the least trustworthy. That's my feeling. Now, of course, we could get calls and say, oh, no, I know some homos that are really good people. I hear that all the time. But they're twisted and perverted. They are. And I don't want them anywhere around me. And I don't want to be hearing noises in the night with their homo buddies or their homo gals. I don't want it. And you know what? I got to tell you, I think we're the only broadcast that talks about this kind of stuff. I think all the other broadcasters are afraid to. What are they afraid of? Losing their position on the radio? Is that why they don't talk about what's important? Is that why? See, I don't care about that. I don't have any. I got rid of all of our advertisers. There's not. We don't have it. USA Prepares does not have a single advertiser. Nobody can call me and say, hey, Vinny, you know, if you don't stop talking about whatever, we're going to stop advertising with you. That cannot happen. That's an impossibility because we don't have any advertisers. Not one. I gave back all the time that we had. We had 6 minutes of our own advertising. I gave all of that back to the network in favor of talk time. So instead of 6 minutes of advertising, we have 6 minutes of talk time. I thought that was a great trade. I don't think any other broadcaster's ever done that. I don't think any other broadcaster's thought about doing that. But we're all volunteers. We're not here for money. We're here because we think it's the right thing to do. Maybe that's why our God put us on, one of the reasons that our gods, our individual gods, have put us here on the planet, is to share with you things that we think can help you. That's why we're here. There's no money in this. None. It actually costs us money. It costs every one of us money to be on the air. And if it doesn't cost us money that we can count, it costs us opportunity money. Because we could be doing something else. I could be Jason Cowles, planting dandelion seeds. I could be doing other things. And so could Gwyneth Isaacs. Gwyneth could be chopping wood, drawing water, training her horse.
Sleeping.
Feeding her horse. Patching the roof.
Sleeping. Sleeping.
Sleeping.
It's quarter to three in the morning here.
Yeah. It's dark 30 over there.
You know something, Vincent. There's something really, really interesting here that you've pointed out. These, people who do things because they want to feel good. Okay, I'll tell you what actually happened just a bit earlier on this evening, okay? Because it rained here. And I can tell you what, I've got a rain routine, okay? And shall I tell everybody about my rain routine?
Sure, please do. Class, just for those who don't know, Gwyneth Isaacs lives on a farm in Australia. Without grid-connected electricity, she generates her own electricity. If it's sunny, she has it. If it's dark, she doesn't. She draws her own water, makes her own repairs, builds her own fence. She lives in a mud brick farmhouse. She does it all the hard way, the way it used to be done. But she wants to do it that way. We'll be right back, and she'll tell you about water.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Live in Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. Gwyneth, you're going to tell us about water.
Okay. When it rains here, what I have to do, because we live in a eucalyptus forest, even if it's just a few weeks, the gutters get leaves in them. I have to go up on the roof. I should actually do this before it starts raining, but usually, you know, it's often a long time between rainstorms. Sometimes it's months between rainstorms. I go up and I clear the leaves out of the gutter so that the water will actually go into the tank and so that the gutter won't overflow. And then after I've done that, I take my spade and I go for a walk in the rain. And I go down the farm tracks, which are also the drainage lines on the property. That's where the water flows down into the various ponds and dams and soaks, okay, that are dotted about the land. And at some points I know that I've dug a gutter so that it flows off of the road into a particular, like I said, dam, pond, or soak. And, but sometimes I have visitors, and sometimes they have motor vehicles. I mean, I get deliveries, and, you know, they drive over these, gutters, and sometimes there's erosion that happens, and they overflow, and then the water flows down. If I don't go down there with my spade and repair them, then, you know, that I'm not going to get any water flowing into that dam, pond, or soak. And so I go down there and I, repair them in the rain. And you might say, well, why do you do that? I say, because the soil has to be wet here before you can do anything with it. Because if it's not wet, it's going to be the consistency of concrete. And you literally cannot dig it because it is granite soil and you can't do anything with it. Well, you can if you spend, like, you know, 10 or 15 minutes hacking away at it. So you have to dig it in the rain. And so, yeah, that's what I do. And I go around and I check to make sure the water is flowing into all of the various places on this 20 acres of land that it's supposed to be flowing into. And this evening it rained, and I did this, and it took me 2 hours of walking around the block, and I would have walked several kilometres backwards and forwards through the forest, up this track, down that valley, you know, whatever, all over the land. And it's 20 acres. It's a fair-sized block. And it's not just 20 acres of flat country. It's 20 acres of eucalyptus forest with an understory. And a lot of the places that tend to collect water, some of the places, it took me years to even realize that I was there, because some of the places on the block there is fairly a fairly thick scrub understory. But once I found them, I cleaned them out and I, improved the flow into them and, you know, saw where the water was coming from. But I had to go and I had to check all of these. And by the time I got back in, I was soaking to the skin, soaking wet to the skin. I had to take everything off, put new clothes on, And could you imagine somebody who was selfish and self-centered doing that?
Absolutely not. And class, let me explain what Gwyneth is saying. And we do the same thing here. Absolutely, we do the same thing. When it rains, we look at the puddles and we look at the flow of water. And what that tells us, the rainwater becomes a level. When I say level, let's say you're going to hang a picture or you're going to frame a building. Use a level to make sure everything is vertical, horizontal, and plumb. Okay, well, the rain does that. Okay, so it tells you where what's low and what's high and where there are depressions. And we use the puddles to figure out which way, what the level is, and we redirect the land by digging little trenches, and sometimes they're only a few inches deep, sometimes they're deeper, so that we can direct the water flow into the ponds to collect the water. That's what farmers do. You direct water away from where you don't want it, you direct water toward where you do want it. And the rain, the puddles, shows you the flow of water, and you can make that work for you, or you can make it work against you. And we don't like to fight nature. It's too hard. It's too big. So we work with nature. As a matter of fact, we have an armadillo that is right outside the farmhouse, and he's digging holes everywhere, little holes, little depressions. And we're not gonna dissuade him from doing that. It's great, because these little depressions collect water for the grass that the cows eat. That's what farmers do, if they pay attention. But in the city, now we got to kill these critters, because, you know, they're digging holes. Think about that. Gwyneth Isaacs and I, and as well as other instructors, work with nature, because we'll go under if we try to fight nature. We'll be right back.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.